The education we design must have an ethical basis. What is that ethical basis? My son has been absorbed of late with a martial arts exercise called sticky hands. It came up most recently in a discussion we were having about power's tactics. In particular, how power identifies what it concludes are the leaders in claiming an alternative to power set of allegiances, in order to eliminate these leaders and substitute suitable replacements of their own creation. Perhaps we should call this the invasion of the body snatchers tactic. Now, it could take years for even a single replacement, but our guys, these Plato worshiping deep schemers, don't mind. They see themselves as weighty thinkers, capable of a degree of intricacy of planning beyond the ken of we mere commoners. And as long as they have their EMF ace in the hole, their secret weapons, they are supremely confident that they will ultimately win, quote unquote, i.e., the replacement is successfully slipped in, be it into a job or some other position. You can imagine how it works. You can imagine how it works. I'm sorry, folks. Gonna be another day, another show. Anyway, it's endless. Last week I said my house feels like a prison. Afterwards, I thought I forgot to say a prison where they torture you literally every second. I know they have listening devices and other means of keeping track of both what gets said where I live and what is done, I mean, serious biz. And I think of sometimes about these people who do this, who torture their brothers and sisters, and I have to think they must be children, you know, I mean, teenagers or something, you know, who have no experience of life, who have no ability to think what they're doing through. We'll be talking about that, their use of children to do these things. Because I imagine they tell, it's, I say children because I'm sure it is like those who do this, it's like a computer game. They are trying to turn everything into a game so that we don't take our lives seriously anymore or anyone else's, you know? That they are sitting in front of a computer screen somewhere, and the people they do this to aren't real. See, that's only a child can be satisfied with just, you know, fulfilling the task and getting their reward of candy, you know? At some point, the thought process, even in these trained to be obedient, must start to kick in, and I wonder what they do with folk at that point, but we got other things to worry about.